Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you. Today is Tuesday, January 14th, Thankful Tuesday, and Chris Farley's birthday. Happy birthday, Chris. We're so glad that you're on staff here at Mountain Brook Baptist, and we hope that you have a wonderful birthday. In the Old Testament today, we'll be reading Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 13. In the NIV Student Bible, in the reading plan, it's called The Crash. You may have also heard of this story as The Fall, when Adam and Eve decide to sin against the Lord. Then in Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, we'll read about the visit of the Magi. And as is our new daily practice, because it is the 14th, we'll read a verse from Proverbs chapter 14. Then at the end of the podcast, we'll spend some time in thoughtful reflection on the many reasons we as a people of God have for being thankful. Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 13. This week, I'm reading from the New International Version. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die." "You will not certainly die," the serpent said to the woman, "for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree and I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." Before we move on, I just want to give a little recap. Here, the serpent tempts Eve to eat forbidden fruit because he questions God's command. And then she shares the fruit with Adam, and they both realize that they are naked and they feel ashamed. And then when God confronts them, a little bit of the blame game starts happening. Adam blames Eve, and then Eve blames the snake. As far as practical application for our lives, I think one, we need to take God at his word and be sure of what his word is, because the serpent was trying to confuse Eve about what God actually said. Also, this passage reminds us that it's not good to shift responsibility to others when we are confronted with our wrongdoing. Rather, it's best to take responsibility for our wrongdoing. This can flesh itself out in many ways. I find in my relationships at home, sometimes I'm defensive if someone calls me out for something I did, and I like to make excuses. So just monitor that in your own life today. Are you shifting the blame or making excuses for things that really the buck stops with you? All right, let's move on to Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all of the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Over the Christmas break, my family had the pleasure of going to church with my parents and my brother, and we went to my home church, Central Baptist Church in Calpin, South Carolina. And Dr. Jason Metcalf is the pastor there, and he brought to light an interesting tidbit about the Magi. He talked about how the gifts were a practical provision for Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus. I had never thought about the fact that they would need a lot of money or provision while they were staying 2 years in Egypt waiting on Herod's death. And yet the gold that was presented by the Magi was a practical provision, allowing them to have the resources they needed for the time that they lived in Egypt as refugees. What a wonderful reminder that God is in the business of providing practical provisions. If there is something that we need in life, we can ask and know that God delights in providing for us. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 13. "Even in laughter the heart may ache, and rejoicing may end in grief." This proverb reminds us that emotions are complex. We may be joyful on the outside and have a deep sense of pain on the inside. Or someone who is always emoting positively may really be struggling on the inside. And so we're just reminded to be compassionate with others and to remember that everyone has something behind their eyes. It's a metaphor for the idea that everyone is struggling in some area, and so being patient with one another is important. Will you pray with me? Father, on this Tuesday, we are mindful to give you praise for your faithfulness, your steadfast love, and your mercy, the fact that you are present in all circumstances and you provide for us. We pray, Lord, that as we seek your word, we would really understand who you are. We thank you, Lord, for salvation in Jesus Christ, our Lord, the one in whom you are well pleased. We thank you for answered prayers and for our church community, for creation and for opportunities to serve. And we thank you for wisdom for the living of these days. I pray that you would give that to my brothers and sisters, and that you would give us help and strength and healing. And I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. For those who want some extra practice on your memory verse, let's say it together. Matthew 3:17. and a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." If you have an opportunity after this podcast to go and write the words out, that would be super helpful. I want to give you one more tip for today. There is an app called Fighter Verses, and on this app, you can pull up Matthew chapter 3 and verse 17 and begin using their tools to help you memorize God's word. Have a great day.